Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningnin M. Hangsing. International Women's Day is being celebrated across the nation today. It is a special day dedicated to honoring women's achievements, raising awareness about gender equality, and advocating for a fairer society. This year's theme, For All Women and Girls, Rights, Equality, Empowerment, highlights the importance of creating a world where every woman and girl has equal opportunities, rights, and the power to shape her future.
International Women's Day to every woman. My name is Akali. I'm a reporter in Naglin. When you talk about challenges, I think in a competitive world like today, there are many uncountable challenges. But as long as you believe in yourself, there's nothing you can't overcome. Advice that I would like to give to every woman, don't demean yourself. You are best version of yourself.
My name is Monchano Iini. Currently, I'm serving as District Mission Coordinator for District Hub for Empowerment of Women Worker. I am a recipient of National E-Governance Award in the year 2024. My message to every woman, let's not be a hurdle, but a support system for each other so that we can create a safe and secure environment for every woman. Happy International Women's Day.
Naglin also joins in celebrating International Women's Day today. Several programs are being held across the districts commemorating the day. Akashvani News Kohima wishes all women a happy International Women's Day. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people on the occasion. In her message, President Murmu said, "Women are the foundation of the family, society and the nation, and they have successfully carved out their identities in diverse fields despite facing adversities and challenges." Governor of Naglin, Lal Ganesan, has emphasized that music, dance and storytelling are powerful tools that unite the nation, transcending regional differences and fostering a sense of brotherhood and national pride. Speaking at the Bharat Ko Jano program held at Rajiv Gandhi University in Doimukh, Arunachal Pradesh yesterday, the governor said, "These cultural expressions are a reflection of the country's collective aspiration for harmony and progress." Highlighting the cultural richness of the northeastern region, Governor Ganesan noted that it has always been a melting pot of various traditions, languages and customs. He also stressed the importance of preserving these traditions for future generations and building a future rooted in respect and collective growth. Advisor for Information and Public Relations and Soil and Water Conservation Imkong L. Imchin has expressed concern over the ongoing sit-in protest by student bodies demanding the upgradation of Kelloshare Polytechnic Atoizu KPA. He urged the government to expedite the process, stating that the matter should not be prolonged any further. Speaking during 0 hour of the ongoing sixth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly yesterday, Mr. Imchin recalled that the cabinet in December 2007 agreed upon to upgrade the institution into a full-fledged engineering college. He, however, added that despite this decision, the government has yet to issue the official notification required for the upgradation. Mr. Imchin urged the state government to take immediate action to implement its decision and complete the necessary formalities to establish the engineering college without further delay.
"It is high time that this government take note of its own decision and the necessary code of formalities to institute a full-fledged engineering college in this college in Kelloshare Polytechnic."
Highlighting the historical significance of KPA, he stressed that upgrading the institution would be a fitting tribute to the legacy of Kelloshare, the first Naga minister and deputy minister in the Assam government, after whom the institution was named. Member of Parliament Rajya Sabha S. Phangnon Konyak paid an official visit to the Jan Oshadhi Kendra at the district hospital in Mon district on the occasion of Jan Oshadhi Divas. During the visit, she interacted with department officials and received a first-hand report on the operations of the Jan Oshadhi Kendra. Ms. Konyak also engaged with beneficiaries, encouraging them to take advantage of the affordable generic medicines and hygiene products available under the Pradhan Mantri Bhartiya Jan Oshadhi Pariyojana. The MP urged the public to spread awareness about the initiative through social media and other platforms to help more people access affordable, high-quality and low-cost medicines at Jan Oshadhi Kendras. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.